Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 241 for Wednesday, January 27th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were stronger Wednesday morning, pushed upwards by gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 higher, with the March contract checking in at $479.10 a ton. Sharp advances in Malaysian palm oil were supportive for canola. Traders were also positioning themselves ahead of today's interest rate announcement by the U.S. Fed. Most traders are leery of trading too aggressively right now, as a lot of canola still has to go into the bin. Chart-based trading also helped lead the way higher. However, the South American soybean crop is starting to be harvested and is expected to be a massive one, and that was bearish for canola. The bias has shifted to the downside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were a cent stronger. The March contract was at $8.78 a bushel. Reports of dry conditions in Argentina supported prices. Meanwhile, rain in Brazil is hampering the harvest there. New numbers show China imported over 9 million tons of beans in December. The export basis was weaker yesterday, and soybeans look to be stuck in a narrow trading range. Corn was mostly lower, with the March contract coming in at $3.69 a bushel. The market was pressured by a new report that shows South America's drought is not as bad as initially thought. South America's corn crop is expected to come in around 7.4 million tons. That's the lowest amount since 2007, but it's still higher than most analysts were expecting. Weaker crude oil prices also weighed on corn. U.S. wheat was 3 cents weaker, with the March contract coming in at $4.81 a bushel. Traders took profits after yesterday's rally. On Friday, the Russian deputy minister is expected to hold a meeting where he will discuss the possibility of lowering that country's wheat exports. Elsewhere, Egyptian port delays were bearish for the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, January the 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.